Thank you, Jenna. That was beautiful. The first time I heard that song, I don't know if she wrote it or not, but it was performed by a singer by the name of Faith Rivera.
She did write it?
I have high hopes of coercing Faith Rivera to come to Alaska and visit us. And I just realized I am as exacting as David Crutzen. The lectern has to be lined up with the fourth chair in from this side. I didn't know that about myself. Welcome. Thank all of you for coming today. It's good to see everybody here, and thank you very much for coming. Once there was a man who owned a house above a beach. He could look down on the beach, and one day he looked out his window and he saw the waves coming in, and with each wave there were a handful of starfish, and these starfish were being cast up on the sand where they would be exposed to the sun and they'd be dried out and they would be killed. They would die. And he watched, and each wave would bring dozens more. And he was shocked by the cruelty of this. And so he got out and he walked down to the beach and he looked, and the beach was littered with thousands and thousands of starfish that were all going to perish. And he walked along the beach and he was filled with sadness. And he looked up and there was a lady coming the other way walking, and she walked along and she bent over and she was picking up the starfish and throwing them back in. And he went up to her and he said, "Ma'am, what are you doing? That's hopeless. More are coming in each wave than you are throwing back out. You can't possibly make a difference." And with that, she bent down and she picked up another starfish and she threw it as far as she could, and she said, "I made a difference to that one." Our theme for the year has been in support of our Global Heart Vision, essentially a world that works for everyone. And our specific theme for September is community service. And the title of my talk today is "You Can Change the World." Ernest Holmes wrote, "There is an irresistible, universal, and divine urge within us to be happy, to be whole, and to express the fullness of life. The latent divinity within us stirs the imagination and, because of its insistent demand, impels and compels our growth. It is back of every invention. It proclaims itself through every creative endeavor. It has produced sages, saints, and saviors, and will, when permitted, create a new world in which war, poverty, sickness, and famine will have disappeared." Sounds a lot like our Global Heart Vision, doesn't it? A world that works for everyone. I have three major points today. I'm going to talk about you are the place where God shows up. Number two, one person can and does make a difference. And thirdly, love heals. Catherine of Siena said, "Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire." Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. But we live in a world with 7.5 billion people. What do I have to give? What do I have to offer? I think we underestimate our own significance. There is only one of you. You are unique. There's nobody else like you. And you are God's masterpiece. You are the final product of the divine creative force of the universe. expressing itself, and you are God's masterpiece. Each of us are irreplaceable. And there's no need for any of us to force anything to make it happen. When we can recognize that the divine is constantly trying to express through and as us, and we allow that to happen, as Emerson said, we get our bloated nothingness out of the way, and we allow that divine current, everything goes together easier. Everything works together. The crooked road becomes straight. The wind is gentle at our back. The rain is on our fields. We are eternally supported by a power for good. Believe it, share it. It is done in you, through you. You can take it out into the world. Point number two, one person can and does make a difference. This is a quote I used a few weeks ago, but it really fits again well now. It's from Edward Everett Hale. I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. Because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do. And so if each and every one of us can simply do what we can do, we can change the world. John F. Kennedy said, one person can make a difference and everyone should try. Think of the lady on the beach. I made a difference to that one, and we can each make a difference to that one. Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein, Leonardo da Vinci, Beethoven, Mozart, Aristotle, Michelangelo, Princess Diana. The idea that one person can impact so many lives certainly starts to make sense. The thing is, do you believe that you can make a difference? Do you believe that you can make a difference? If the answer is no, then why not? Remember, you're the place where God shows up. You are that perfect creation of the divine. Are you questioning that perfection? Remember the man on the beach? He wasn't in denial. He was fully aware of what was happening around him. And yet he did not believe that he could make a difference. You might not be a Mahatma Gandhi or a Princess Diana or a Beethoven, but you will never know until you step out and contribute what is yours to bring. Oftentimes, children don't have the inhibitions that we as adults do. Children many times will step into things without knowing that they can't do them, and instead they end up doing wonderful things. And I have some examples. Little girl, age 10, Abigail Loopy in Stockholm, New Jersey, connecting through music. Like all, well, I won't say all, like most little kids, she likes to perform. And so she got together with some of her friends and they went to her grandmother's nursing home and gave a little concert for grandma and some of her friends. And grandma was celebrating her 100th birthday. This is what she had to say. That's when I discovered that many of the elderly didn't have visitors. Abigail figured that she could remedy that by inviting friends to perform with her at assisted living residences. She's formed this group called Care Girls. It's an ensemble of 13 girls aged 6 to 13. So far, they have performed more than 90 Broadway and pop songs at over 20 different locales. This is her quote. I like to brighten up people's days and help them have a fun time, says Abigail. If I do my best, they'll have a smile on their face at the end. Little guy Blair Gooch, age 13, saw the devastation when the earthquake hit Haiti. And he saw a picture of a little boy his age sitting in the rubble crying. And he thought about himself being in that situation. And he thought, what would he like? What came to him was his teddy bear. If that little boy only had a teddy bear. So at school the next week, he let the principal know what his idea was to collect teddy bears and send them to Haiti. The principal let him put it on the PA announcement, and he started to collect teddy bears. The local newspaper found out about it and did a piece on it, and then the local TV station found out about it. Ended up being called Blair's Bears. Blair's Bears gave 25,000 teddy bears to Haiti. And they had enough left over to give 22,000 teddy bears more to other nonprofits. This year, Blair's group is going to collect toys and school supplies as well. His quote is, "It doesn't really matter how small or how old you are. If you're young and think you can't make a big difference in the world, well, you actually can." Age 12, little girl Winter Vinecki in Salem, Oregon, racing against cancer. Her parents are runners. All of her family are runners. And so they've ended up in races throughout time. And just by participating in some of these races and getting pledges, she raised over $1,100 for cancer research. But then cancer struck close to her home. Her father was diagnosed with a particularly vicious strain of prostate cancer. And Winter came to the conclusion that she could raise more money if she got people to go in with her and they could do more and more races and get bigger and bigger pledges. She was only 9 years old when she swam, cycled, and ran a marathon. With her other Team Winter athletes, they raised over $100,000 for prostate cancer awareness and research. Her website, Facebook, and Twitter pages helped Winter spread the word, and today Team Winter counts over 200 youth athletes. Thinking along the lines of youth and being engaged, it reminds me of a story. Preacher was walking down the street one day, and he saw this collection of boys, and they were all standing around this dog, and he wondered what that could be. So he stepped over to talk to them, and he said, "What are you young men doing?" And they said, "Well, there's this stray dog, and we were just arguing about which one of us got to take it home. And we decided what we're going to do is we're going to have a lying contest. Which one of us is the best liar gets to take the dog home? We figure he'll stand the best chance of convincing his parents to keep it. So we're going to have a lying contest." Well, that really got the preacher. He wasn't going to tolerate that. And he launched into his best sermon, and he talked about the evils and how lying is a sin, and he was really on a roll, and he concluded it by saying, "And when I was your age, I never lied." Boy, and a silence fell over that group of boys, and that preacher thought, "Man, I've done it. I've really made an impact on these young men." And finally, the littlest one said, "Well, might as well give him the dog now. None of us can top that." Point 3, love heals. Once again, Ernest Holmes wrote, Love begets tolerance, and tolerance begets understanding, which is being able to put oneself in the other person's place and see why he acts as he acts, why he does what he does. Thus, love can create a better world in which to live. It is the one power which can and must bring peace to a changing world. Love heals. The heart of the matter is that hearts matter. As we saw in the song and in this sacred reading, love is God and God is love. Love arises in relationship through connection. The highest human expression of it is kindness, compassion, benevolence, generosity, and altruism. Love is the purity of spirit in all of us. Some things that we can do, each and every one of us, each day, to bring a little more love to the world. Bring happiness and joy into other people's lives. Be giving of your time and your resources. Be a person of increase. Do anonymous acts of kindness. You can do something as simple as smile. Listen deeply. I had an exercise in one of our classes recently where all we did is really listen to one another. Not thinking about what you're going to say when it's your turn, but to really listen to the other person. Pray and forgive. The more you give love, the more accessible you are to love. I've shared before that one of my mentors taught me, Donnie said, they're never going to remember what you say, but they're never going to forget how you made them feel. And I think there's another part that goes with that, and that's that people don't care what you know, but they want to know that you care. Tap into this law of love. This is the real change, reform, and transformation that we talk about. Love is the power that can heal. Let your heartfelt yearnings take a tangible form. If your vision doesn't scare you, then your vision isn't big enough. When fear arises, you can pray, be gentle with yourself, love yourself through it, reframe it. See it as an excitement that's fueling you. See it as bumping up against a comfort zone, and new horizons are coming. It's a growing edge. We don't have to change the whole world, just a part of the world. Discover what is yours to do and share it. This is how mountains are moved, by connecting and seeing our inherent link that bonds us together. The takeaway for today, the one thing that I want everybody to remember from today, our presence, each and every one of us, is needed in this world today. Healing and the change that is required comes first from the heart, with our intellect as a servant to this love. It's not brain first, it's heart first. Staying open and deeply listening, we can hear God's vision for us. Not as a command from above, but as a sacred guidance from within, pointing us in the direction of our greatest potential. Activate this promise. Serve God and humanity by living and embodying this vision. Connection matters. Be the change that you want to see in the world. And so it is with this awareness of the healing power of love, and with the divine potential that resides within each and every one of us, I invite my colleagues to join me in holding our congregation in love and in light. Just simply knowing that as each and every one of us go through this thing called life, we are divine expressions, and each one of us has within us all of the ability to do all of the things that we have been sent here to do, that we have been created here to do by that very creative force of the universe. And that the things that we face in life, yes, they're very, very real. The challenges that we have, financial challenges, health challenges, relationship challenges, all of those things, yes, they're very, very real, but they're effects. And the truth is, the capital T truth, the truth behind them is that we can make a difference in this world. We are here to make a difference. We are greater than those effects. We are greater than that illness, that disease. We are greater than the separation. Separation from one another. We are greater than an appearance of lack and limitation. We live in an abundant universe. We are inherently blessed by God. And so we just give thanks. We give thanks for our awareness that we are individualized expressions of the One. And that it is our job to simply be here and do our best. And so now I just give thanks. I give thanks for my awareness of the divinity of each and every person I meet. I give thanks for the power and the presence of God. So now we can just step back and allow the divine to flow through us. And so it is.